Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Good morning, afternoon, morning, friends.
Hello, snake.
Good morning.
You guys have a weird shift because you're morning and afternoon, and I just can't get the hang of it.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You're more morning, though.
Yeah, yes. I feel we all more morning.
75% of our show is morning.
Right, right.
We like to call it midday.
But people do stop serving breakfast around 10:30 at restaurants. So maybe we're more afternoon than you think.
Are you, Matt, do you always eat your little...
Yes.
Little turkey wrap at work?
Yeah.
At the same time, every single day.
Really?
He's finished. A robot. I just know exactly what's going to happen after that break, after we go off the air. It is time to unwrap that thing.
So you never wait
until
1 o'clock to go, like, get something somewhere. You always bring your food up there every single day?
Yes.
Well, even if he forgets, he doesn't have any food at home. He'll go get a sandwich, but it's right when they open so he can have it at his same time.
That's correct, yes.
So you're incredibly, weirdly robotic anal.
He's punctual.
Yes. Okay.
It's a great word to put it, right? Punctual.
Robotic anal.
No, I'm focused
robotic
on the word
anal.
I said.
Yes.
Punctual.
I've seen those videos.
You can be the best baseball player ever.
No, you haven't.
Robart.
Okay, I'm sorry, Snake. Go ahead.
You can be the best baseball player ever. Andrew says with a 750 average lifetime, or batting average lifetime, world-class center fielder, never injured, 15-year career, hundreds of millions of dollars, but you have mush mouth and you can't complete a sentence and carry on a conversation with anyone.
Oh, no.
Would you do it?
Well, you'd be rich enough you could afford one of those machines that Steve Gleason has that could just talk for you.
Cups.
Well, you have to... That's not how those things work, Matt. I hate to tell you. You have to, like, learn how to use those. And you basically are reading with your eyes. And he's confined to a wheelchair.
Yeah, but so you get
and
to
is
be...
And staring at it.
He's in a wheelchair.
Why wouldn't you just... I would do this because I would just be like, I'll learn sign language and that's how I'll communicate.
No,
and if you can't communicate with me, I'll learn to read lips and that's it.
That makes way more sense than what I said.
Yeah, than having a machine.
But if... Okay. Just think about this, though.
You know what I'm talking about?
If you are that good at baseball...
Yeah.
You are always going to be asked for interviews. You need to be on the podium. Like, you have obligations as far as media goes...
I know.
...to speak.
Well, could you get one of those things in your throat?
If you can't speak,
you're not going
then you basically just say, you know what, I'm deaf and I really can't hear anything and I can't
you're
speak.
You're saying it, though.
No, I'm not saying it. That's what the people say. And you're like the story. It's like Jim Abbott with one arm, but you can't speak.
I mean, if you're hitting 750, I mean, you would, it'd be, somebody would give you $1 billion contract.
Okay, but...
And then maybe you could have surgery to fix
your
voice.
Are you just discounting the fact that you're not going to be able to hold a conversation with anyone ever?
Helen Keller was super famous and she couldn't. And she figured it out.
You guys are letting athletic ability and money hide the fact that, okay, now you need a woman. You can't hold a conversation to go get a girl. Oh, you just...
You can get anybody you want.
And you can't hold a conversation?
So mute people never
have... Donovan, are you saying this is a bad thing?
Okay.
There are people who are mute and they have love.
Okay, but you're not mute. You just can't hold a conversation.
Right.
So you're mush mouth.
You're basically EA, but with like Robert Redford's baseball skills.
EA can hold a conversation.
That's how you talk the whole time? You can still write. As Corby said, you can learn ALS.
Right.
Okay.
As I said, you can use machines.
It's just so easy. Not ALS.
It's just
ALS
so easy.
ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease.
You guys are ridiculous.
You know what I meant.
You got ALS.
I don't know if you can learn
Lou Gehrig's disease.
I meant ASL. American Sign Language.
It's kind of like the fact that I can hold a conversation with anyone and be able to speak.
I know.
Coherently.
There's a lot to that.
You have 100% all the time mush mouth, and you're just happy with that?
Okay, would you... if you met someone that was like beautiful and awesome and
okay,
had a great job,
and you can't hold a conversation,
but she couldn't speak.
She has mush mouth. She can speak. It's just mush mouth. She's not holding a conversation.
But
it's not like she's deaf or mute.
Therefore, she doesn't speak.
No, she tries all the time. But that's the whole point. She's trying to hold her. You're at the dinner table. You're eating dinner. She's trying to tell you about her day. So you're fine with that because she's so hot and she's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. She looks great. And she's like, and she's trying to hold a conversation, and you're fine with that?
So that's the bit, is she can't just stop speaking. She just keeps trying to speak.
It's not
like in her head, it sounds normal.
Right.
But I can't understand you. Stop.
But no, she's beautiful. That's great. Everything will be fine. No, I'm out.
And she's a trial lawyer.
Just a 0% success rate.
How do you make all this money?
Maybe you could get one of those little interpreter things in your ear like they use at the UN.
It wouldn't work.
Maybe.
You think that there's mush mouth translators
like
out there?
Language and stuff. Why not? It could be.
Okay.
Okay, that was from TechSag Planner. Thank you, TechSag.
Thank you.
Okay,
go ahead.
What movie scene scared you the most as a kid from Andrew?
You know what mine is. The mean old clown in Poltergeist when he disappeared and the little boy went to look under the bed and that thing grabbed him and started choking him to death. That's it.
Yeah, the earliest one I can remember is Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
Jaws scared me, and then I think it was a scene in King Kong where he snapped the snake in half, and that got me.
Which King Kong? Like the one that was made in the 70s?
Yeah, of course.
The snake in half.
I'm horrified.
I'm like seven. What do you expect?
It's just a snake.
Mine was Alien, the scene, the dinner scene when the alien pops out of his chest. And I was 10, 11 when I saw that. And that was not cool, man.
No, that's not cool.
Not cool at all. I was scared. One time, I'm not even sure if I've ever told this story. One time when I was 5 or maybe 6, let's say 5, I was over at my friend's house spending the night, and we watched the original Frankenstein. And so like from 1935 or something like that. What are these people doing letting me watch Frankenstein? And so we go to bed, and I'm so freaked out. Like, I feel like that guy, Frankenstein's in the house, and I go running into the parents' bedroom.
Oh, no.
I'm screaming, and they let me sleep in their bed.
So their son is in his bed, and the company is in bed with the folks.
Because we watched Frankenstein, and I'm freaking out. And to top things off, I peed all over their bed.
Oh, my God.
Is that the one and only time you went over, spent the night at his house?
I mean,
we were friends for
a long time.
We're not inviting P-Boy back over here.
Cujo scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, Cujo was bad.
I saw it at my grandparents' house. I think me and my brother watched it, and I had nightmares that night where the room that we would stay in at their house, you could see down the hall, but you couldn't see at the end of the hall because it was too dark. And for whatever reason, I was convinced there was a dog in the dark part, and I just was crying and yelling for my grandparents there's a dog. And obviously, of course, there wasn't. And I was dumb. But.
You know what's weird is that
I was a child.
You think about that movie, and I saw it, and it scared me too. How did they make that dog look so mean when you know it wasn't?
I don't know. I don't know, man. But that might be a movie that horrified me at dogs for a long time because I saw it. You know, you see things at a certain age, and you just, for whatever reason, it gets ingrained in your core of who you are somehow. Freaks you out your whole life.
I know. As a radio broadcaster, would you rather get breaking news during your show so you can react real time, or would you rather it happen while you're off the air and you can have more facts and tell the full story for the next day's show?
On air.
Yeah. I love the breaking news.
Breaking news. That is the best.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a buzz.
The
Micah news broke.
Yes,
right at 4 o'clock, 3:50 or something like that. Right when we were starting our show, basically, and it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I definitely will take that.
Yeah, anytime something big like that happens, and you're on the air when it's happening, because it's one of the things that I love about this is it's so communal, and this is still the place that I think a lot of people go when things like that happen. So when it happens immediately, Yeah, you can go and get facts and all that, but you're reacting the same way as the listeners are, and you get to kind of go through it together, which I've always loved.
What's the biggest story? Do you guys know that the story's broken on your show?
I was trying to think about that. We had something, it feels like a trade or something, or a firing. Pete DeBoer got fired during our show.
Yeah, I heard that. We were at a golf thing,
course, and that threw out our entire run sheet, became stars, like, on the fly.
Man, I'm trying to think. Can you remember the biggest story that broke with you, Snake?
It's not even breaking
news. I mean,
the
Micah trade
was... Sanders has a 5-year contract for $54 million.
Yeah, thanks, Lando. That's real. That's big.
Okay.
The Micah trade was monumental.
Yeah, that had to be incredible.
Because you guys stayed over, right?
Yeah, we stayed on the air till like 8. Because we're dedicated.
I'm trying to remember the one of all time.
When did we find out about the McCarthy is not coming back Schottenheimer stuff? Because that was the same time.
Schottenheimer was hired like
10 o'clock at night on Friday.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But Monkey Beth.
I can't remember when McCarthy was fired.
Because that was around Luca, but Luca was in the middle of the night when we were all at the Super Bowl.
Saturday before we went.
Yep.
Yeah, Saturday
night. Oh, that's right. I was in New Orleans, but you guys weren't there yet.
I was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I went on the air with Justin for about an hour and a half after the after the announcement.
I was trying to think of like the biggest stories recently. But yeah, the DeBoer thing was in recent months was the biggest one for us probably as we were on the air when that happened.
Okay, if you could be adopted into any, and by the way, that was from LV Ray. Thank you, LV. If you could be adopted into any TV show, which one would it be and why? JW says, let's leave out reality shows, so tell Matt no Kardashians. You guys want to put on your bras again? Okay.
Any show of all time?
Kardashians. I probably would have named 1,000 shows, and you guys, I've never even seen that.
If it's any show of all time, man, when I want it to be in the Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Mr. Drummond living in a penthouse in New York.
Dude.
Man, of all
every time. Kid in America, when that show came out, and for those who don't know what it is, it was in the early 80s or late 70s is when it came on, but it was this super rich, regal New York guy that adopted these two kids. Where were they from?
Harlem.
They were from Harlem?
I think so.
And
yeah,
and they were like our age at the time too. They were little kids. And they just started living like the greatest lives ever.
Mom was the housekeeper. She passed and he adopted the kids.
Yeah.
And they had everything.
Yes.
All those toys.
Everything.
Bunk beds.
It was like a Richie Rich comic book, but it was real life on TV.
That's when I thought bunk beds were like, you had it all if you had bunk beds. I always wanted them.
Cool. Yeah, that's like watching Webster. I thought if you had a secret passage to your grandfather clock into your room, you were the richest person alive.
Yep.
I thought that was the coolest thing. I don't know why.
Even Silver Spoons was pretty good with the train that went through the living room.
That was awesome.
Yes. That was a really good one.
As a kid, Knight Rider would have been big for me because I thought Kit, the car, was a talking car.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was amazing.
Yeah, the only time my car speaks is when you don't have your seatbelt on. No, I'm with you.
You know it stood for Night Industries 2000.
What?
The water out of the refrigerator. Night Industries 2000 was KIT.
I didn't know that.
KITT.
I didn't know that either.
So, yeah, well,
I think they're rebooting that show in some form. I
thought it'd be cool to be in Beverly Hills 90210 and live in Beverly Hills with all those hot chicks. Especially when Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell ended up on that show.
I'm also a fan.
I forgot what her name was on
that
show.
We know you are.
Yeah, I didn't want to be in that show.
Okay, from Rachel. She said she saw Tim Tim post about the upcoming Leonardo DiCaprio movie being nearly 3 hours long, but that it was 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. She says, it got me thinking, what's the lowest rating you'll still give a movie a shot before it's a hard pass?
A one.
For me, dude, yeah,
I don't even look at those.
Yeah.
I don't either. I don't check the Rotten Tomatoes typically before I go. Now, quite often you'll hear about them, but if I'm going to see this movie, I never say, let me check out Rotten Tomatoes.
I never do. And I don't even say if I watch it just to see what anyone else thinks. It's just my opinion. I don't go and I don't look at it at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't either, but there are times where once I start watching something, I'll look at it and read about the show, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is only like 24% on Rotten Tomatoes. Well, I like it. And then sometimes there's the opposite happens.
That's after the fact, too.
Right, yeah.
You know, a lot of times, like, you'll see it when it comes on, you know, streaming or something like that, whatever movie, and you're like, whoa, all these people hate it? I thought it was pretty good.
Man, 3 hours is a long time, though. They need an intermission for 3 hours. I can't hold my number one that long.
Dude, I've heard from multiple people that I trust, including Lando, that it is exceptional.
Yes.
Oh, I definitely think it is. And I want to go watch it. I didn't know it was 3 hours. And now I have to make sure I don't get anything to drink while I watch it. Because my bladder's tiny.
So
I don't know when I can
sit.
3 hours? That's a long time to not go number one.
You can't do it.
And especially if I'm enjoying a nice big tub of popcorn and a huge drink while I'm, when I get there, then I'm definitely going to have to put the church finger up and go out and I just don't even know when. I don't know what I'm going to miss.
Will you drink alcohol at movies, Donovan, or will you just drink like a soda?
Yes.
You'll do both?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice mixed drink. That. With some popcorn, and then a nice little icy. Like I need the whole. I need to go hard.
Matt, will you drink beer at the theater?
If I go to a theater that has that,
Well, I'm not saying. Are you bringing your own in as a mule?
I should. That'd be awesome. I don't really go to movie theaters all that often, and I haven't been to one that serves alcohol in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
But I'm going to see that.
I go
movie.
To movie theaters now that don't serve like food, I guess because they're close by my house.
Right.
But that's the one that I choose just because it's right there. But always, yeah, I'm like.
Get a nice steak. Cheesecake.
Steak.
Yeah. Cheesecake and some green beans.